Wild in action tonight. If they win tomorrow, you can go to papajohns.com, put in the online promo code WILDWIN. You'll get 50% off a large or extra large pizza. Also, enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Avengers Infinity War in IMAX, April 27th through the 29th. KFAN.com, keyword contest.
I'd be the common man. He'd be trying to be, she'd be the feminine touch to the program. Lil B.
Hi.
What's shaking?
What are you wearing?
It's everything. I'm wearing a football jersey. It's football. They announced the start of the football season. It's my football.
Oh, okay.
Don't you like it?
Not really.
Well, I thought you liked guys that are jerseyed up. So I wear a jersey and you don't like it and everybody else wears one. It's cool.
I'm pretty sure I've never said I liked anybody jerseyed up.
I'm jerseyed up, but notice.
What do you got?
No name of a player on the back. You know, it doesn't say Chad Greenway or Teddy Bridgewater. I'm not a guy that, boy, I really like Teddy Bridgewater so much, I'm going to wear a jersey of his and have his name on the back of my jersey so everybody knows I really like him. This is my birth year. That's why I bought it. It was just sitting there. It hit me right in the face. It said, you need to own this. It's designed after the old L.A. Rams of 1967, 68, 69. It's white with the black.
Uh-huh.
And I love it.
Size-wise, it looks like it was designed for Bryant McKinney.
Well, I am Bryant McKinney size. Haven't you noticed? That's why I brought it out of mothballs. That's why you've never seen me wear it before, because it was too big, and now it's perfect. It's a perfect size. It covers up my
You didn't pay a lot for that, did you?
I don't remember what I paid for.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. That's okay.
I'll be nicer now. I mean, it's not my favorite. You've had better shirts.
But here's the deal.
Okay.
What you say or care about my clothing doesn't matter in the least bit, because I'm the most hip now with it while fashion conscious person in this building.
Okay.
And it's not even close. You have to admit that, right? As far as the males go, there's nobody else in here that has any kind of a fashion statement at all. Whether you like it or not, at least it's a statement.
But you definitely create a statement.
Yeah. It's the different moods, the different styles, the different, everybody else.
It's a personality.
Yeah, most everybody else, untucked, going out shirt, which is okay if that's your style.
That's fine.
If you have your seven going out shirts and you just rotate them.
The kids call it basic.
Basic.
You're basic.
Yeah, if you like basic.
You're not basic.
I don't like basic. You like basic?
No, I don't.
See, you don't like basic either.
No, I don't like doing things that everybody else does. That bothers me.
Almost every male does what? Going out shirt. Untucked. Which is okay.
Shirt from the free table.
Yes, which is fine.
Yeah.
I'll once in a while throw on a jersey or just a t-shirt and a pair of jeans. Matter of fact, in the summer, because it's so nice out, I usually just wear a pair of shorts, not undershorts. I mean, I actually
like cargo shorts or what? Yeah,
well, I don't like cargo. Here's my new thing now, and it happened last year.
Oh God!
I think cargo shorts are the most hideous look in history. Don't you think they're hideous looking?
No, I think they're kind of sexy.
Cargo shorts?
As long as they're not, you know, like tight, that bothers me. Give yourself a little room to breathe.
Cargo shorts, sexy? Shorts are good if you have cargo to carry. Nobody has cargo shorts. You don't need that many pockets. You just don't. Cargo shorts.
I do. I got a lot of stuff to put in there.
You cargo shorts are the absolute most god-awful look, and I wish they would ban them from the face of the earth.
I think if they're the right ones.
Camouflage ones?
That's what Big O wears. But the right cargo short can be sexy. What I don't like is the super high above the knee, way too tight. Now, that's not sexy.
No, I think just a nice pair of shorts. There's so many nice, and there's so many manufacturers that do. I'm going to get, now the cargo short guys are going to attack me. They're going to be mad now. But, eat it. Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying I think it's, if you like your cargo pants look, more power to you. It does nothing.
Well, so
and I used to own them. I got a closet full.
Well, yeah.
I'll give them to you.
When you go on the golf course, though, like, don't you put like tees and golf balls
no.
and
I would,
stuff
and that's one place I would never wear cargo shorts at a golf course.
Well, not
you
even
can
like
wear them
khaki?
If you're mowing your lawn,
oh, okay.
or if you're climbing Mount Everest. Let's say you're going hiking.
Got some cargo
shirts.
Cargo shirts. You got some cargo to
hiking.
Schlep up the mountain.
Well, yeah, because you
got
to have. You got to be your Swiss Army knife. You have to. You have to have a couple of spikes.
Your
for,
survival rope.
Yeah, survival rope. Yeah, exactly. That's when you need your cargo shorts.
Okay.
Otherwise, if I'm going golfing, no, I just need.
What do you wear golfing?
Just a nice pair
golf
of
shorts.
Golf shorts. Yeah, just a nice pair of golf shorts.
What? What's the difference between golf shorts?
Well, cargo.
And
you have
I was
less
thinking
pockets?
She didn't know what cargo shorts were.
Excuse me.
Cargo shorts is the one with the big side.
Yeah, with the pockets on the sides.
On the side.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You don't wear those when you golf.
You don't wear those when you golf.
I mean. Oh, I'm sorry, Jim Nance.
Well,
what do you guys wear?
Golf
you know,
shorts.
Maybe I should start doing the Jim Nance would give a tie to somebody. Maybe after the end of a round 10, maybe I'll give you my cargo shorts.
I hope you have another pair on.
What you're saying is you're wearing shorts with two less pockets. Those are golf shorts.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Well, just right. Yeah,
different
right.
fabric.
Yeah, different fabric.
Oh, okay.
Made to breathe.
Okay.
And you have, yeah, so you just need a back pocket.
You pay more for them, so they're golf shorts?
You just need a back pocket so your glove can hang out.
Okay.
You need your front left pocket for to have your ball marker and ball mark repair tool if you use one.
Okay.
And then you should. And then tees in your other pocket. That's all you need. You only really need.
And for me, you need two backup balls.
Well, that's
so
what I was gonna say.
When you go into the woods,
you could use some cargo shorts.
Because do you think that cargo short is big enough? You could fit a dozen Titleist 4V1s in the box.
Yeah, you don't even need to take them out. Yeah. Just put the box right in there.
Yeah.
I always love that one.
What else is going on in your
life? Can I ask you another fashion-related question?
Yeah, sure.
Do you dress Big O every single day?
Yes.
Because, Leo's three and a half. But he's getting to the point where he wants to pick out his own clothes.
Oh, he does.
And the other day, he picked out his own outfit, but of course, it doesn't match at all. So you don't want him to look embarrassing, but you also want him to feel like he can
right.
have the freedom and the independence to
like, you don't
want to
mix
choose.
And match green and purple together, right? That's a bad match, right?
Like, he wore, like, two different kinds of socks, and
well, I don't mind
the
that
pants
look.
Didn't
well,
match the shirt, but...
But I think
but
that's
I also
cool
want
if they're
him,
picking it out.
But I also want him to give him the...
Yeah.
Big O is zero interest, but that's also, like, how my husband would dress him if I let him do it. Like, I've walked into Big O's room before and seen my husband looking inside the dresser drawers like it's a Rubik's Cube. It's
really?
It's not that hard.
No,
like,
it's not.
Pants... There they are, drawer number, second,
when you
second drawer, and then shirt to go with it. But then I'll walk in there, and he'll hold up one thing in each hand and just look at me like, I don't know this. It's like, what?
Can't
what's
you
hard?
Tell what
he's
colors
four.
And can't you tell what kind of colors
no.
go together?
No, I can't.
It's not that difficult.
It's like he's trying to solve a puzzle when he looks in there. So
we don't
just,
all have the eye.
Well, it's just, so it's better if I do it. So every morning I go in there, I put everything together, and I go drop it on the couch between the two of them. Here's the outfit.
Well,
make it happen.
Well, and my boys, their wardrobes are, they haven't got their dad's GQ sense yet. And so.
GQ, is that what we're going with?
GQ,
all right. Well, no, we'll go with it.
The gentleman's quarterly sense.
Right.
So what they. So they wear the. I don't know what. Are they the sweatpants, but not the
like
cotton
the
kind?
The athletic pants.
Sweatpants.
Yeah.
That's all they wear all the time. And then some kind of a t-shirt. And and that's okay.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
but
fine.
It's like. But when do you start? Now, Deuce is 15, and he's starting to become interested in
maybe
baby.
Taking it up a notch?
The fairer sex.
Oh, okay.
He's getting interested.
And
in.
So he, yeah.
So, but he's still, when do, I even asked him, I said, is everybody in 9th grade, 10th, 11th, are they all wearing these gym slash, oh, it's probably half and half. So half. The guys wear them. The other half, graduate
the
to
athletes
like
wear them.
To like jeans,
right?
And such like that,
right?
We didn't have the athletic sweatpants when I was growing up. That didn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
You wore
jeans.
You
every
wore
day.
Jeans.
Yeah.
Basically. I mean, think about this. This is how old I am. I was actually in like third, fourth, fifth grade. We were wearing bell bottoms. I mean, big ones. I mean, because that was the hippie era. It was the 60s.
Yeah.
That's what you wore, and you had to have them. So you wore these big. And I never forget how embarrassed I was because my mom bought them, I think, a little too short. So mine were flutters with bell bottoms, and it was really bad.
Oh, that makes me feel bad for you.
Yeah, and I had a lot of people.
No!
I was bullied as a kid.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm a tough guy. I can take it.
You can take
it.
Wearing that shirt.
But what do you think about... What do you think about, when should they, is it okay to be?
Well, what'd you say? He's 15?
Yeah. When do I have to tell him, Deuce, you got to get, or can you keep wearing?
Well, I think.
I'd tell him now. I wish I would have known when I was 15.
Well, here's what it sounds like to me.
I mean, maybe
it sounds like he's going to just do that on his own because all of a sudden it's going to be, he's going to, you know, start having eyes for somebody, and then you're going to notice his wardrobe's going to start changing a little bit.
And do you think it should? Or is it, I mean, because, or is it, I'm not even saying it's wrong.
No, I don't think it's wrong.
If you want to wear cargo pants and look awful, knock yourself out. If you want to wear long, if you want to wear sweatpants, I wonder if that, because, like, that's just not, it's okay, but I want.
I don't think they're standing out to anybody. I don't think the girls are like, you know.
But when will it? Will it?
You think I think once he starts getting an eye for somebody, then all of a sudden you're going to see maybe on a Wednesday he mixes it up with a periwinkle shirt.
There you go, the periwinkle
shirt. All of a sudden he's going to need a going out shirt.
Maybe he'll need a going out
shirt. Yeah. And then he'll start mixing it up on his own.
How would you feel about a going out shirt with cargo pants, cargo shorts?
I don't mind it.
A going out shirt with cargo? If you're going to wear a cargo pants,
summer.
At least make it a t-shirt.
No, in the summer.
No, that's an awful match.
This is what I think is kind of sexy. The nice, not like the light khaki, the darker, Tenna, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
like
baby.
The darker cargo shirt, or shorts, with the going out shirt over the top, but the sleeves are rolled up.
Yeah,
just looks
baby.
Like you're going to go out. It's like a 75
Sounds like
degree
you're describing
night.
Me.
All right. Well, calm down.
Yeah,
and,
baby.
Like, you're going to go, you know, to like Basilica. You're going to go listen to music. You're going to have a beer and just be outside and enjoy this nice summer weather. That's sexy. And you're not trying
baby.
So hard. Okay.
Are you just saying this because this is how your husband dresses?
No. Wish I could get him dressed like that more. What? I'm sorry. I don't need to be like, you don't have to tap dance for me. I've told you I'm low maintenance.
Yeah. No.
It doesn't take a lot. I don't need.
You don't like the race car sweater. You don't like my football jersey. I love my football jersey.
I just like a simple outfit that where you look like a million bucks, but you didn't have to try that hard. I like that.
Well, but that's that you have to
you
look
like at. That. You like that? Well,
it's aggressive.
But in order to achieve that.
What?
You have to have that
air about you.
What I got? Yeah.
Swag.
What is that?
Swag.
Oh,
je ne sais quoi.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean,
not basic.
I could wear a terry cloth bathrobe and look great. It doesn't matter what I wear.
Okay.
It really doesn't look at me.
But like, you know what really surprised me? All right.
Just like that.
Who are you shrugging to, Tenna? My God.
Say,
okay. I like that move. I've never seen that before.
How about you and me? Go from hotel, little disco?
Yeah, I don't know. But like, if you walked in here one day and you had one of those button-up shirts and then you had like the sleeves rolled up and were wearing like a nice watch, that would really surprise me. And you would look really good with that because you've got a great set of hair, good skin tone. And then if you walked in
baby.
Wearing a purple button-up shirt that was rolled up and you had your nice watch out.
I don't like that.
Common, can you
double take you?
Can we have Lil B give you a makeover someday?
Oh boy.
She'll dress you up. She'll pick out clothes for you to wear.
Give me money.
We'll see how you look. We'll put it on digital.
Digital. I mean, first of all, you act like I've got terrible taste.
No, I just, when, you know, what, you know, we really part ways on the cargo shirt and the...
Well, I wouldn't get you cargo shorts,
and then
I would get you a very nice shirt.
I don't have all sorts. I've got a handful of going out shirts that I've bought, and I just look at them and I go, why did I buy that? I don't really like that look. I like the simple look of just a t-shirt and a pair of jeans. And then in the winter, I like sweaters. I just do. I like wearing sweaters. A lot of men don't wear sweaters. They don't want to wear them. I like sweaters.
I don't mind sweaters.
Yeah, I like them.
So. I don't have anything against a nice t-shirt either.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just telling you that to me and to a lot of women is, we call it simple sexy.
Right.
Yeah, but baby.
I've only got eyes for one woman.
Okay.
And I hope my wife doesn't find out. I'm looking at her right now.
Yeah, baby.
If it'll make Lil B happy, then maybe I'll try that sometime.
All right.
What else you got? Is that it? I got really nothing else myself.
Well, that's okay. Can I give away a couple pairs of tickets for the next show that we've got coming up. Tana, do you care?
You care?
What's sure. Up? What? How do I? What? Where are they?
You're in charge.
Just write down a name and an email. I'll take care of the rest.
Name and email.
So we've got Fan Jam coming up next week.
No
Fan Jam. I already have you on the list and meet and greet.
Yeah. Okay. So I get to meet the artist's mother. That's what's most important.
I don't know if they're coming in, but let me check out their riders. Can we do caller 1314? And it's a pair of tickets to Fan Jam next Wednesday night at Myth.
Beautiful.
Rodney Atkins, Maddie and Tay, Trent Harmon.
It's a star-studded lineup.
It's a good show.
We'll do it. 11th caller, 651-989-5326.
She said 1314, right? Oh, do you have two pairs or just one?
Yeah, let's go two pairs.
13th and 14th.
Okay.
651-989-5326, 1-800-320-5326. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Little B, Feminine Touch of the program. Dark Star Memorial Hour next.
The Common Man.
This is a great day in the history of American broadcasting.
The Common Man, Dan Cole. Weekdays at noon on The Fan.